It's great to be talking to you from a very hot England. Now, those of you that have visited the UK in the summer will know that all four of our hot days do not really require us to have central heating. Listen to me, air conditioning. So we don't have any air conditioning. In fact, the only weather that we can cope with in the UK is light rain. Anything other than light rain, no good. We can't cope with snow. We can't cope with heat. We haven't got the equipment. So here we are on one of our four hot days in the whole year. And I've put this makeup on and then I put it on again because it's sliding off. So, and I put my hair up because it's way too hot. Anyway, it's lovely to be talking to you from a beautiful, warm and sunny UK. And how are things in the astrology for the month ahead, the month of July? I guess I'm not going to be. I think we continue with the challenging year. But at least if you listen to this, then you understand what's happening. And so you can be clever with the ways of you can devise ways of dealing it and managing it. And then it doesn't make it too bad, does it? You know, just plod through. Anyway, so what do we have to talk about? Well, the first thing we have to talk about is the planet Saturn. Right at the end of June, the beginning of July, Saturn is moving out of Aquarius, where it's briefly gone in, and it's moving back into Capricorn. And so while it was in Aquarius, what happened was we got the social isolating. So Aquarius is all about sort of groups and social stuff. So when you get Saturn in Aquarius, you get fear of being in a group. And you get social isolation. So we also got, of course, this loss of individual freedom, and Aquarius is all about freedom. So now Saturn is moving back into Capricorn, and what this means is that we will start to feel more genuinely concerned about our material wealth, about our financial prospects in the future. And we will feel a lot more vulnerable, if you like, as we recognize that society's structures are changing, crumbling, and we probably will feel more than once this month two things, I think. First of all, vulnerable, and the second, self-pity. Now listen out for how many times you think to yourself, self-pity, or self-pity. Because I think it'll come up a lot. I think you'll recognise the issue of self-pity quite a lot this month. Okay, so that was Saturn and what Saturn's doing. So that's giving us that. So we go from worrying about being lonely. Well, not worrying about lonely, feeling lonely, isolation, to worrying about material wealth, jobs, careers, this kind of thing. Because they really are being tested, if you like, with the current environment. You don't need me to tell you this, because you can go into the news and you can hear all your financial pundits telling you this is the worst financial future that we have ever faced as a human race in living memory. Some things are not in history, so we don't know what was in prehistory, but certainly for us, we have never and will never go through anything like the sharp financial contraction that is due to happen now. So that is just something you should be aware of. But hey, it's all about the rise of the feminine. The feminine does not like this masculine dash for growth. The feminine does not like all these aircraft buzzing all around the planet and the general abuse of the planet in the rush for technology and prosperity. The feminine thinks we should de-globalize and re-localize. So this means coming back into our community, into our villages, our clans, and enjoying that, living in that environment. So bartering and swapping, buying local. The feminine does not appreciate aircraft, you know, buzzing everywhere and the consuming of fossil fuels, etc., which is so damaging. the pollution, etc. When we live smaller, we don't pollute as badly. So there we are. So it is the rise of the feminine that is causing this contraction and the slowdown. Okay, so we have the sun is already in Cancer, and Cancer is a sign which is traditionally self-protective, quite shy, and really kind of like flies the flag for love. Cancer is very loving. It's all about mothered and mothering, and the love of the family. So we'll probably feel as if we want to protect the family, and we'll feel a little, like we have to hug them to our breasts and look after all the little ones, that kind of stuff. There are some issues in astrology, which I think I should talk about. In the middle of the month, we have Juno, transiting Juno, an asteroid, which is all about relating. So this asteroid symbolises the act of relating, right? From one end to the other end. So the act of fighting, which is about relating, to the act of making love, which is about relating. And in the middle, Juno can also describe interactions and relating interactions with the people we love around us, at work, the family, that kind of thing. So we've got Juno on one side of us in Libra, which is her own sign. And we have Chiron on the other side of us. So there's an opposition with us in the middle. And he's in Aries, Chiron. And so literally what this means is woundedness, Chiron, in relating, Juno. Now, I want to do some background on this because it's going to be a quite important feature of July. And so I really want you to understand this, and that will help you manage it. So we have been through a time with the lockdown where we have personally felt out of at a loss of power. We have felt out of control, and this has left some kind of dark material in the collective unconsciousness. This has left a feeling that needs to work its way through out of the collective unconsciousness for assimilation. Now, the thing about assimilating these feelings is that we need to get them out in order that we work them through on behalf of the cosmos and straighten them up. But like pain, we cannot cure pain unless we first feel it. We have to feel the pain before we can start the work to heal ourselves. So we have to feel these feelings of pent up frustration and a bitterness, perhaps. There's a pent up rage and a self-pity in the dark shadow of the collective. So it's in our dark shadow. Individually, we are all going to be feeling this, but it's in our unconscious. So I say we're feeling it, we're not. Our soul is feeling it, but our mind is not aware of it yet. And we have to act out these unresolved feelings of impotency. So we no doubt when we were locked down, we didn't recognize it, but we were fairly impotent. We were our freedom was restricted. It was taken from us. There was a loss of self-direction. So our ego struggled with the loss of self-will. That now sits in the dark shadow and it is waiting to emerge. Juno on one side, Chiron on the other, describe this perfectly. So this will start to come up, and it will come out in our relationships, our romantic relationships, maybe those with parents, our dogs and cats. And it will be wrapped up with the issues of the sun in Cancer, which is to do with self-pity and mournfulness and wanting to protect. Chiron and Juno are, as I said, in Libra and Aries. And what happens is they're actually crossing the sun in Cancer and all the stuff in Capricorn, the Saturn and the Pluto and what have you. So this describes a sky which is quite tense, and it requires action. So there will be actions. We will act out. We will not keep this quiet. We will feel it coming up. But it will come out in surprising ways, and we won't really understand why we just shouted at the shopkeeper or we shouted at the health worker. We won't understand that what we're doing is releasing this pent-up bitterness and frustration because of our own powerlessness. Well, you'll understand it now because I'm talking to you about it. But if you see it around you, then you need to understand where this is coming from. We've got material buried now, which is, it's all about gaining wisdom, but there will be some very big issues for people. So bear this in mind, huh? I was going to talk to you about that, right? The loss of powerlessness and will, self-will. And I've got a few quotes here which I thought were quite important. So it's talking about our sense of freedom and our desire for self-guidance. And this is in the vulnerable state. And our spirits need to feel more masculine or yang. We need to feel more in control. Now, Milton, the poet, describes this phenomenon in his work Paradise Lost, when the fallen one says, "Here we may reign secure and in my choice. Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven." I think those are quite poignant words at the moment. Helen Blavatsky put it another way in 1888 when she wrote The Secret Doctrine. And if you haven't read The Secret Doctrine, then I urge you to read it. It's full of wow moments, but at the same time, you can really get kind of like confused by it, but it's worth a go. So she says, "Better be man, the crown of terrestrial production and king over its opus operatum, than be lost among the will-less spiritual hosts in heaven." Helen says that the fall of man from spiritual being to an earthly one is preferable, that he wants this hell on earth because of that that law in nature which implants in every man and woman, as well as in every beast, a passionate, inherent, and instinctive desire for freedom and self-guidance. Now, we can see that that was taken away for us, and for many of us, it's still being taken away. There will be a repercussion. Something sits in the dark when that kind of thing happens. So, this is a month when, unfortunately, some of this stuff will come up. Okay, and we have a bit of time left, I think. So what I want to do now is just talk about what else is happening this month. And one of the things which everybody goes on about is Mercury retrograde. Don't get me started on Mercury retrograde. I completely disagree with all these Facebook alarmists who talk about, "Oh, it's Mercury retrograde. Oh, you should not go out the house, drive your car, sign a contract, talk to a friend." This is a load of rubbish. Honestly, don't listen to it. I know these things. So all that happens in a Mercury retrograde is we get a chance to go over something, to go over it in more detail. So I would say to you, most definitely sign your contract now. Most definitely do some tedious bookwork. Most definitely buy your computer because you'll put more time and effort into the choice than you ever will when you're just sort of sailing along. Yeah, that one'll do. So on Facebook in future, put a comment. Alison says this is just a load of rubbish. Anyway, so Mercury is retrograde. And for those who want to go out in that car again, it does go direct on the 12th of July. So there you go. Now, when it goes direct, it's going to go back over stuff it's been over before, and this time for the third time, first, second, third, yeah. So this is a really, really good time to do all the stuff that you are frightened of doing because somebody who doesn't know anything better just says all this stuff on Facebook. There you go. I'll stop getting hate mail now. And what else is happening? Oh yeah. So transiting Mars is going conjunct Chiron, ooh, around the middle of the month. That's the 10th, 11th, 12th, 14th. Sorry, I'm looking at these squiggly things and reading it to you. Oh dear, this just really exacerbates the woundedness, the self-pitying. Yeah, okay, Chiron as an archetype, as an energy, can be a healer. I mean, we call him the wounded healer. But at the moment, I think he's a bit more likely to be wounded than healing. However, try to grab hold of that healing if you can. If you're one of the higher light workers, you may well be able to do that. But listen to the rest of the world breaking up. Okay, the sun moves into Leo on the 22nd. Always a great move. We can stop crying and self-pitying at that point, and we can start partying. This is the time to get out there and enjoy, be creative. So at least look forward to that. We have an eclipse, and I've written the date down somewhere. A lunar eclipse. Ah, here we go. So the lunar eclipse is a result of a full moon, because what happens is the moon is full, the sun's over there, and the earth moves in between the two. So we get an eclipse full moon. And that happens at 13 degrees of Capricorn, and that is on the 5th of July. I think this just adds to the very feeling energy that we are experiencing at the moment. It's all about emotions and these feelings emerging up and coming up. So the ones I was telling you about, you know, the feeling of loss of potency and loss of ego will. I think along with that, we also get a lot of fear. Hey, you know, we just have to trust our leaders and everything will be fine. Keep saying to yourself, this is the rise of the feminine. We did want this, right? So when everybody kept going on about the rise of the feminine, I kept thinking, they don't really know what the feminine means, do they? Like the feminine is kind of like, it's down, it's deep, it's gravity led. It's not out there exploring and shining and reaching upwards for the stars. The feminine is about going down and contracting, becoming smaller, becoming more reflective. So I did think to myself, oh, I really don't know if they know what they're asking for. But anyway, it's here, and we have to enjoy, and it's all going to be great. So there we go. I've had a great time telling you all about that. I hope it's been useful. I look forward to being here again in August, chatting away to you then. And in the meantime, have a big hug and a big cuddle and lots of happy times this month, I hope. You know how to find me. My name is Alison Chester Lambert. Just Google the name, and I do readings, and I love to do readings with you, and it's great. We sit there on Skype and we have a coffee, and it's fantastic. And all my clients always 100% feel better afterwards, which is yay, brilliant. I'll shut up now. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Allison. Yeah, what a kick, huh? I mean, talk about a practical astrologer. I love the whole approach about Mercury retrograde. Don't ruin your life over it. We have some friends that do that, so.
You give away much too power, much too much.
Awesome stuff. Yeah. Awesome stuff. We'll be back.
I just wanted to say, okay. Allison's into self-hugs too. See, it's very important.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a minute with more from the Virtual Light, the spot for everyone.